News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sock Dems leader Holly Cairns has popped around the corner from Dáil Éireann to join us. Holly, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Your reaction to the budget yesterday?
I suppose it's kind of not surprising, but disappointing. It follows the same kind of playbook that we've seen from this government on all of their budgets, which is kind of give a little bit to everybody, but spread it so thinly that nobody really feels it. Give a little bit more to some who don't really need it. An emphasis on short-term one-off measures rather than any kind of lasting structural reform, and very little on the whole to really transform the country for the better going into the future. But this one is like all of the other ones except on steroids, because it's a pre-election giveaway budget and it's very much a one for everybody in the audience approach. And I say it's disappointing because these record surpluses that the government has at the moment is a huge opportunity to invest in the country, to make transformational change, to lift people out of poverty, to finally invest in our public services that have been critically underinvested in for over a decade now. And that opportunity has been missed, basically an attempt to buy the election, to try and buy your vote by giving you back a few euro of your own money. And yeah, I think that would be this government's legacy, one of missed opportunities.
You say nobody will feel it, but I mean, lots of people will feel it. I mean, there's if you've two kids at third level, you'll be €2,000 better off on that alone. The tax cuts are pretty hefty for people. There's double energy credits. There's double child benefit credits. I mean, many families will be thousands of euro better off. They will feel it. And Simon Harris's take on it is he makes no apology for giving money back to hardworking people.
So one-off measures, while so welcome, and I completely understand that, they evaporate fast. And after all of that money evaporates, is housing any more affordable? Are disability services any more accessible? Are healthcare waiting lists any shorter? No, they're not. So the exact same problems remain. So while I understand that they're so welcome, it's not the approach that Social Democrats would take. We think that investing in those services is the best way to actually bring down the cost of living in the medium and long term. And I think that means a lot more to people in reality. And then with regard to tax cuts, absolutely, it's the same thing. It's giving you back a few euro of your own money. But then you have even less when you narrow the tax base to put into those services. So then it becomes harder again to get healthcare, to get disability services. Like the Taoiseach was talking recently about how he now recognises the need for a publicly funded model of childcare. You need money to do that.
Yeah. So would you not, for example, Holly, would you not, for example, have cut the USC? Would you?
No, we wouldn't. The only one-off measure that the Social Democrats had in our budget was the energy credit. But we took a very different approach to the government with regard to that. So this government will now have spent 100 million nearly on energy credits to holiday homeowners. That's not targeting money where it's needed. That's splashing money around, throwing it.
Would you have spent as much generally as the government has? The Fiscal Council saying it's risks repeating the mistakes of the past or inflating an economy already at full capacity. Would you have spent as much as the government?
So in terms of having an inflationary impact, that's when there's those one-off measures and people start to spend. So no, our one-off measures, our tax package was about a third of what the government would have spent, but we would have invested that in those public services, in lifting people out of poverty and targeting it where it's genuinely really needed. So even all of your listeners will have heard the last Taoiseach's big promise on ending child poverty. Child deprivation has increased 15% under this government. So we would have had targeted measures where they were really, really needed to try and bring people out of poverty.
There will be people listening this morning who'll say, you know what, I work hard, I pay a lot of tax, I don't get a huge amount of government services for that, unlike other people. I'm entitled to something back as well. And Simon Harris and Fianna Fáil will say, that's what we're doing. We're giving money back to those people, the squeezed middle.
And I suppose that's politics. So people have a choice. Would you like a few euro of your own money back in a bid to buy your vote in advance of an election? We're not going to engage in that kind of auction politics. Or would you like another option to vote for a party that isn't going to kind of promise the sun, moon and stars and then underdeliver? We're saying you can't have huge tax cuts and huge investment in public services. And would you rather those one-off payments that evaporate or genuinely free education? Because this record surplus was an opportunity to provide that. No more voluntary contributions. There could have been massive investment in our disability services. People, I think that, oh, you know, money's not the problem with regard to that. It actually is. The department's own capacity review said we need 350 million to meet the unmet needs of disabled people in this country. And, I mean, to say there's no, the political will isn't there, show me your budget and I'll tell you your priorities. The government aren't prioritising that. So okay. All of these things, and if we could accelerate the implementation of Sláinte Care, that's free GP care. I think, in reality, that is what brings down the cost of living for people. That is giving people something final, back, and everybody benefits from it.
Final,
and that's the approach.
Final question, Holly Cairns. When are you expecting the general election?
I suppose, look,
Do you think it'll be November?
Yeah, that would be my guess. But I don't think I have a particularly good intuition for that. I'm going off of what people are saying, to be honest. But when the election is, I suppose, is kind of irrelevant. It's more about the choice that people are being offered, whether it's in November or February. It's coming up soon, and I hope that people will see through this very blatant approach to try and buy the election.
Leader of the Social Democrats, Holly Cairns, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.